Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Dafches and Meseches Yivamos, and in truth, this topic really pervades many, many dapim in the Mesechta because it is a super issue and from a contemporary perspective of Yibum and Chalitza today, and that is issues in Yibum of Chalitza today in the light of the Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom. Of course, we know the Torah Kedosha and our Mesechta tell us that there is a mitzvah to do Yibum, and if the husband does not want, then he does Chalitza. The Gemara later on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we have reference to this Shita of Abba Shaul, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, has a discussion, what is ideal? Is Yibum ideal or Chalitza? The majority opinion of the Chacham is that Yibum would be ideal as opposed to Chalitza. Nevertheless, it's well known that, of course, amongst Ashkenazim, Yibum is extremely uncommon, and of course, one could discuss whether and how it relates to the famous Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom, which prohibits a man to be married to two women. So it could very well be that the mitzvah of Yibum would be preempted in any case where the living brother is already married due to Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom appears in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Aleph Sif Yud, and is discussed by the Poskim on the Daf in the Shulchan Aruch, as well as Rishonim in our Mesechta, in light of Mitzvahs Yibum as well. Says the Mechaber in Simen Aleph Sif Yud, Rabbeinu Gershom Hechrim Ala Noisei Ala Ishtoi. Rabbeinu Gershom prohibited someone to marry on his wife, in other words, when he's already married. According to the next opinion quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Gershom is not relevant when we're discussing Yibum and Chalitza. Avol B'Yivama Lo Hechrim. But when it came to Yibum, then the Cherem does not apply. This is the position, as the Ber Hagola points out, of the Ritva. The Ritva appears in two places. The Ritva on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, as well as Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, quotes, in the name of Rabbo Seinu Hatzor Fasim, the Balei Tosos, and many attribute this to the Sefer Hatruma, that Rabbeinu Gershom did not say his Cherem if he was contradicting a mitzvah d'oraisa. Here's the Ritva's Lashon in Yivamos Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Va'afal pi Rabbeinu Gershom b'cheirim al kol anosa isha al ishto, shani hacha di isha hiknu lo min ha-shamayim, ve'en lonu l'kofo lachos m'pnei kach, that it's different where the Torah gave him the mitzvah of Yibum, and then the way many Achronim reformulate the words of the Ritva, is that the Ritva is saying that Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom did not apply in an instance of Yibum. In other words, Rabbeinu Gershom never prohibited Yibum. He can't create a Cherem, can't create a Takana, Yesh Koach B'Yad Chacham Lakadovim in HaTorah B'Shev Al Tase, but Rabbeinu Gershom never instituted such a position. However, the Ramah quotes a dissenting view, not necessarily convinced by it, but the Ramah says the following. First, he concurs with the Mechaber. V'hu adin b'chol makom she'esh dichui mitzvah. Anytime that there is a mitzvah that's involved, Rabbeinu Gershom did not prohibit marrying two women. And here the Ramah applies it to another instance. Kigon she'esha'im ishto eser shanim v'lo yalda. In an instance where a man was married to a woman for 10 years and she didn't have a child. So, of course, the big issue that's discussed in common instances today, just last night I was reading the diary of Rav Avadia's closest sofer, Chacham Avadia Zatzal, Rabbi Elio Shitrit, who wrote with Chacham Avadia many of his farm. He was his editor who learned with him b'chavrusa in the last 20 years of his life. So last night I was just reading about an instance, a tragic instance, where a man didn't have children from his wife and they got divorced. And then it turns out that she was pregnant. Chacham Avadia ultimately was not able to be matir in the case of where the man was a Kohen, so a very tragic case. So the simple solution would be this Eitza of the Ramah, obviously a very, very controversial solution. We're not talking about practical solutions now. This is just bringing out the halachas from the Daf Yomi, but in such an instance would not be to divorce the wife, but rather marry another woman, of course, if the first wife would be amenable to having a tzara. So the Ramah says that the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom would not be in conflict with this. Again, we're not talking halacha lemaisa in any way, shape, or form, but the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom would not be in conflict with this idea, because at the end of the day, the first opinion of the Rama, which we'll see is a Mordechi and a Rajba in the Tshuvas, is that the Chayrim does not apply b'makom mitzvah. And then the Rama quotes, Amnam yesh cholkum usfiru de chayrim regein regershim noeg afilu b'mkom mitzvah v'afilu b'mkom yibum v'tzarech lachotz. And others understand, no, that Ashkenazim are forced to do chalitza, despite the fact that in general Ashkenazim have a custom not to do yibum in general, and that the Rishonim spell out the concern, because yibum shelo lishma machmas yofi and so on, the Gemara is extremely, extremely critical about, to the point that Abishol says that it's as if one had relations with an erva. Hence, there are many who are concerned about shelo lishma when it comes to yibum, as the Gemara has a discussion with Abishol and the Chachamim on Daf Lamites, combined with now another issue, and that is the issue of the Chayrim prohibiting even b'makom mitzvah. Now, again, from the Rama, it seems that there are two issues over here. And that is, number one, in regards to doing Yibum if one is already married to another woman. That's Aleph. And Beis, other instances in which one wants to marry another woman, makom mitzvah, according to the position of the Ritva, the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom does not apply b'makom mitzvah. Now, this position of the Rama, the second position of the Rama, is taken, not surprisingly, seriously by poskim in terms of halacha lemaisa. And the first implication and the second implication we've mentioned above, number one, is that there would not be yibum that's done today by a man that's already married due to Chayrim Rabbeinu Gershom. And there would be another implication of this as well. And that is this position of the Mardechi that appears in Perek HaCholitz. It's in Perek Yud Beis Simin Nun Zayin, where he quotes the Yireim Rabbi Lazar Mamitz, where they say that Rabbeinu Gershom did not include his prohibition to the point that the mitzvah of chalitza would be uprooted as well. Because we have a rule that we learned earlier in our Masechta, and that is Kol She'ena Roy Liyibum, Eina Roy L'chalitza. There's no mitzvah of chalitza if the individual is not in the parsha of Yibum. Hence, according to the Mardechi, Rabbeinu Gershom only went so far as to say that there still would be a mitzvah of chalitza. When he built into the Chayrim, he said it's not making a mamish aser, he's not making the Yivama mamish aser to the point that there would be no mitzvah of chalitza. But Yibum was still, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, not supposed to be done. And Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz gave a special heter for chalitza. That's how the Mardechi presents it, and the Rama therefore understands that in general yibum is not supposed to be done, nor no heter of getting married, even b'makom mitzvah, in a case of where there is another wife. Now this position is taken seriously, we mentioned, by the poskim, because of the following fascinating nafkamina that's discussed by two great Hasidish poskim. One is the first Sanzer Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, the great Divrei Chaim, and the other great Hasidish Pesach, the Avnei Nezer. Based on this, say the Avnei Nezer and the Divrei Chaim, in general, if you have two brothers that have a brother's wife that falls to them for Yibum, and one brother is married and the other brother is single, who should do the Chalitza? Based on the above position of the Rama and the Mardechi, it would seem that the ideal one to do the chalitza would be the brother who is single. And this is how it's quoted in the name of the Divrei Chaim and the Avnei Nezer, that the Yibum should be done by the single brother due to the Chayrim de Rabbeinu Gershom. The married brother does not have the same level of mitzvah. According to the Mardechi, it was a matir of Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of chalitza. And ideally, if the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom prohibited marrying two women, even in the face of Yibum, so then we would say, Kol she'ein roi l'yibum, ein roi l'chalitza, and therefore the brother who is single is the one who should do the chalitza. This is one fascinating angle of the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, and one practical application to Hilchos Yibum and chalitza b'zman hazeh. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Ches, Daf Lamites, Daf Gimel in Maseches Yevamos.